All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, and we've got none other than Bobby Call.
Dr. Bobby Call.
Well, doctor to you. To me, he's Bobby. Known him a long time.
Well, by the way, how come it's not classic Hobo humor anymore? We could use a little humor when you're 2 and 5. You know, I mean,
Hobo, maybe it's not classic anymore. It's just antique. I'm just kidding.
Hey, still funny, though. I mean, you know, an old joke is still a funny joke.
I think you are funny. Mm. All right. Let's talk about a number of things. First off, everybody knows that Al Golden was fired by Miami after that debacle where they got steamrolled. Was that Clemson? Or was that a bus that hit them? It's like 105-0. Worst beating ever for the Hurricanes. And, unfortunately, Al Golden, who was an excellent assistant at UVA back during Al Groh's best years at Virginia, I feel bad for him because he inherited a program that had a terrible situation, and he had to endure 3 years of being on NCAA probation. And let's face it, not many guys could have withstood that kind of stress and pressure. And, you know, he has a winning record. You know, he unfortunately, in the last 26 games in the ACC, he's 12-14. And unfortunately...
Well, the problem at Miami is the bar is set pretty high. You know, they're used to
20 years ago.
Well, it's a long time ago, but the fans tend to remember those days, and they think about national championships, so losing 4, 5, 6 games a year doesn't work, does it, Bobby?
Nope. It's like Big Ten football, Ohio State. You gotta win everything to stay.
Well, he is, but we'll come back to Urban. George O'Leary stepped down and caught the entire University of Central Florida athletic department president. Everybody was floored. He'd been there for a long time and done some really good things, and really made quite a statement in terms of helping them establish a solid program. Unfortunately, this year they were over. He felt like a change was needed, and
well, at least Central Florida's in Orlando. I never understood why the University of South Florida was in Tampa.
Yeah, it's
that's kind of middle state.
Sort of confusing, isn't it?
I failed geography, but I mean it's kind of weird. You know?
Well, all those hurricanes have hit those people so many times down there; they don't know which is north or south or east. Steve Spurrier caught everyone off guard recently when he stepped down at South Carolina, and to my way of thinking, he doesn't have that right. He left his team mid-season. And I don't care if the old ball coach was kind of tired. When I first got wind that he was doing this, and then it was announced, and then we saw his brief press conference, I thought that was cowardly, actually.
Well, here's the key question. Bobby, seems like a number of vacancies. Are you tired of medicine? You ready to become a coach?
I've coached girls soccer in the, 5-year-old division.
Listen, if you can do that, you can coach college football. Hey, Randy Edsall was fired at Maryland, and is anybody really surprised? I mean...
So I hadn't heard that one, so he was fired as well?
Yeah, Randy Edsall was the doofus that made the comment prior to a Virginia-Maryland basketball game that we don't lose these people. And then Sammy Zaglinski and crew went out there and beat them in a big game that really helped Virginia with the NCAAs and their seeding in the ACCs for the ACC tournament. And
see, I think this is an interesting trend that these guys are getting fired mid-year. It really does reflect a difference in college athletics relative to the fact that it is a business.
Well, there's certainly a lot going on, and the stresses are incredible. Look at the USC case and Spurrier dropping out midseason. Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. You kind of owe something to the team to stay there.
Yeah, It just seems like a college coach. Get to the end of the year, you make a decision, you move on from there, but you start making changes mid-year, and when you make a change mid-year, you don't have a whole lot of option other than to promote one of the assistants, so I don't understand how that's much different.
Yeah, and it may be the money. The money's gone up, so if you're paying big salaries and somebody's not doing well.
All right, we have got a timing issue, and I hate to cut you off right there, but we've got Dr. Glenn Kerr with Ortho Virginia is on hold, and I think we're going to take this time right now to jump right in there with Dr. Kerr. Glenn, are you there?
I am.
Very good. We didn't have a chance to promote you, but we'll do it right now. Dr. Kerr is an orthopedic specialist with our good friends at Ortho Virginia. We have always enjoyed the visits from the orthopedic specialist there, and Glenn Kerr is a great example of knowing his stuff. As I shared with you earlier today, both linebacker Eric Gallen is having season-ending surgery on the Lisfranc, which I believe is in the foot. We've had that injury before at Virginia. He's having that surgery tomorrow. And also left offensive tackle Mike Mooney is having surgery tomorrow on his knee, and it's a patella issue. Would you care to just sort of talk to us a little bit about what's involved with those two types of injuries and what type of surgeries they're undergoing and what sort of rehab?
Sure. With the Lisfranc injury, that is the injury to the foot, and the small bones in the forefoot actually can dislocate. It often requires a temporary fixation with the screws, an open reduction, and then removal of those implants at about 6 to 12 or 18 weeks, depending. It is a very big challenge as far as rehabilitation, because he's likely going to have to stay out with us for about 6 to 12 weeks before they return him back to weight bearing, and then return to running is going to take a bit of time. That may be 3 to 6 months before he's really running on that foot again. The patella injury, it's not clear to me exactly which, and there are certainly different types of issues. If it's recurrent dislocation, meaning that the patella moves out of the joint and sits to the side of the knee, if it happens recurrently, to realign that, is a big surgery. You can wait there immediately, but before he's really putting a lot of weight on this and gym activities or blocking activities out on the field, it'll be a good 3 to 6 months as well. So both injuries definitely would, if they're having surgery, would mean the end to return to play this season.
Well, you know, Mooney was playing left offensive tackle, and there was a run play behind him, and the pile fell on him from behind, and he went forward, and you know they immediately seized on the fact that he could be hurt on the play, and he was helped off the field. Richmonder and St. Chris graduate Jack English took his place and has been playing since then. Mooney did not look like he was in great pain on the sideline. When they got him over to the sideline, they put him on that big equipment box and they were checking his knee. He was not grimacing really, and they moved it all over the place. How could that be such an egregious injury that would knock him out for the rest of the season?
Well, and it's likely, kind of given the specifics of it, that if they were able to range it and he wasn't in significant pain, that it's unlikely that it dislocated. And if it was a direct blow where the knee kind of slammed into the ground, he may have damaged the cartilage around the knee. And that may not cause significant pain. If it's just a loose body or a free fragment floating through the knee, that has a better prognosis and a better prognosis for return to play. If they have to do something to help that cartilage regenerate, that's going to require some time of him being off of it. The kneecap is unique in the force that we expect of that when we bend the knee or push off is just tremendous. So they're likely going to be kind of guarded about his return to blocking and field activities for some time after the surgery.
Just a quick follow-up, Dr. Kerr, on that. I mean, I assume if it's cartilage, is that something they could go in and scope so it's not quite as major a surgery?
Absolutely. And depending on how big the defect is, if it's a small piece, a loose body, they may be able to just go in, remove that, clean up any of the free edges that are moving around in there. And that has a fairly good prognosis, and he may be able to return to play much sooner. So kind of more to follow, and once we know the specifics of the surgery.
All right, Glenn, we really appreciate you as always, not only you, but your colleagues at Ortho Virginia. We thank you for your time tonight. Look forward to having you back one day before too long, and you have a great evening.
Great. Thank you for having me on.
All right,
thank
Dr.
you,
Glenn. Dr. Glenn Kerr, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break, maybe a couple of minutes late. When we come back, we're going to have recruiting guru from the Sabre, Chris Horn. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.